You're listening to SBS News.
There have been another 512 new local COVID cases in Victoria, the highest daily increase since August last year. But the rate of vaccination is also rising, with the state poised to pass its first target of 70% of those aged 16 and over having had at least one dose. It means that, as promised, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has announced what he's calling some modest but significant relaxing of COVID restrictions.
These are really important steps. This is a good day because exactly what we said we wanted to work towards, we've been able to achieve. 70% first dose, a million jabs in 5 weeks. This is a credit to all Victorians.
The changes come into effect from 11:59 tomorrow night. They include an increase in the travel limit from 5 kilometres to 10 and a doubling of the permitted time spent outdoors from 2 hours to 4. In-home care for school-aged children will be allowed if one parent is an essential worker. A vaccine mandate is being introduced for construction workers after concern about the virus spread on building sites. And perhaps most meaningful to most people, there will now be a sixth reason to leave home, to socialise with one other household. Unvaccinated people can meet outdoors with one other adult, while those fully vaccinated can meet in groups of up to 5 plus dependents. Daniel Andrews.
This is what Victorians have craved for a long time, and we're pleased to be able to take these modest, but I think significant steps to provide this outdoor social interaction. It needs to be done safely. It needs to be done carefully, but these are important steps for us to take today.
In regional Victoria, there have been 10 new cases, including another 3 in Ballarat, which has now gone back into lockdown. COVID Response Commander Jerome Weimer says despite the state's daily infections passing 500, he's still hopeful Victoria can avoid following the same path as New South Wales.
500 cases a day is not a number where we want to be. That's not a comfortable place to be. And of course, we expect to see some ongoing big numbers over the days ahead. But the more we can all work together to live within those restrictions, to hold case numbers down, the less pressure that the whole system is under. There'll be less pressure on hospitals, less pressure on our health workers, and less pressure on all of us. And it gives us more options over the days and weeks ahead.
Two regional cities in New South Wales are also heading back into lockdown after only being released last Saturday. At Albury, on the Victorian border, there have been 2 seemingly unlinked cases, while there was also 1 new infection at a school at Lismore in the state's north. Lismore has now been removed from the border bubble with Queensland. The New South Wales Health Minister, Brad Hazzard, says the lockdowns will last for 7 days, but could be extended if the situations worsen.
We really need each and everybody in those 2 communities with any symptoms at all to come forward and get tested, because that will allow health to make well-structured decisions based on the information that's available. If the local residents don't come out in great numbers to get tested, then that presents challenges for health to be able to determine what is and is not appropriate in that area, and would obviously operate on a more precautionary principle.
New South Wales, meanwhile, has reported another 1,351 new local COVID cases, with 12 more deaths. The state's daily case numbers have been bouncing around above 1,000 since late August, but there are signs the curve may be flattening. While cases remain stubbornly high, the state's all-important reproduction rate, the average number of people each infected person passes the virus onto, has now fallen below 1. The Deputy Chief Health Officer, Marion Gail, is reserving her judgment about whether the peak has passed.
Love to think so. However, it's pleasing at the moment to see our case numbers stable. Of course, we do know that they bounce around a little bit, and we anticipate that to happen. We know that even single exposures or single events can cause a peak in numbers. And I think all of us, as we've been on this journey with COVID, have observed occasions where that has happened. So I can't hand on heart say that we've peaked. I'd like to think we have. However, we continue to have a conservative approach. We're cautiously optimistic, seeing these numbers being relatively stable day to day.
But concern remains about the state's reopening plans. New South Wales is expected to reopen in just over a month, when it reaches a state average of 70% of the eligible population fully vaccinated. But there are fears some high-risk communities won't be adequately protected when restrictions are lifted because their vaccination rates are lower. The Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, has told SBS that even when New South Wales reaches the 80% vaccination rate, people will still have to be careful.
Exactly, which is why you still have rules in place, which is why you have to succumb to living with COVID. And you have to make sure that even when you open up, you have good QR systems in place, mask wearing in certain settings, good social distancing, and that you're also careful around very vulnerable people. I mean, my parents in their 80s, and I will always be careful around them.
Meanwhile, the ACT is reporting a stubborn 15 more local COVID cases after a four-week extension of its lockdown this week. And in Queensland, there's been one more case reported, a student at St Thomas More College in Sunnybank, who's been in home quarantine for their entire infectious period. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus.